maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino. Kasama natin ngayong umaga ang director ng Prince Siddhartha the Musical, Sarah May and Clona. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Sarah.
Magandang umaga. Good morning, Australia. Good morning, Annalyn.
Yes, Prince Siddhartha the Musical is here in Australia for the first time, bringing in more than 50 artists and performing this musical for the first time to Australian audience.
Yes, that's correct. We are here. This is the first time. But I'd like to tell you, but actually we've been working for this tour for over a year. I'm talking about the Falgong Shan here in Australia, the devotees, the volunteers. And we're quite happy. We've done our show in Melbourne just 2 days ago.
Okay, before we go into the details of your show in Australia, first, tell us a bit about the Prince Siddhartha the Musical. What is the story about?
Okay, sure. Siddhartha the Musical is actually a musical that tells about the story of the life of the Buddha. But what's more important is we are able to look into his life before he became the Buddha. Not many of us know, but the Buddha was actually a real human being. You know, he was a prince. He belonged to a warrior clan, and he was supposed to succeed the kingdom. He was the heir of the throne, but then there was a prophecy that he was going to be the enlightened one. So the father, the king Suddhodana, tried to stop this by not allowing the prince to get out of the palace wall. So he did all he could for the prince to have a life of pleasure, and he wouldn't know anything about suffering or death or sickness or even old age. So the prince grew up just that life in the palace, and then he got married to the princess Yasodhara, who was a very supportive partner when he wanted to get out of the kingdom to reach out to other people. And that's when he understood that there was more to life than the pleasures that he was getting from the palace. And when he experienced the four signs, as we'd call it, which is the old age, sickness, death, and then meeting a monk, he decided that he would like to leave the kind of life, the life that he was living as a prince, and to search for the meaning of life. And that's when we find Siddhartha trying to follow different masters, different teachers, asceticism, and all other practices just to be enlightened. Mm-hmm. So, of course, after the enlightenment, then he became the Buddha that we know as the teacher of the Buddhism that we follow in humanistic Buddhism. Basically, the story that we use for or we base the musical is the book that was written by the founder of Falgong Shan Foundation, Venerable Master Xing Yun. He has written the biography of Sakyamuni Buddha. And this is the story that we are showing in our musical here in Australia.
So aside from the life of Buddha and his teachings, the production will also feature lots of Filipino talents.
Well, we are an all-Filipino team. Although, but what's special is that we are working with Australian children. So we have around 19 children from Australia who will be part of a scene that shows the childhood of the little prince.
So will they be dancing or singing?
Well, with the musical, they're like triple threat. So singing, dancing, acting. That's you see them, and they're very talented kids, and we are so happy to work with them. In fact, I've just finished rehearsing with them just now before this interview.
Yes, and you mentioned all the performers are Filipinos. Are they all from Cebu or Visayas region?
I would say that we are all based in Cebu, but we come from different islands, the Philippines, mostly in the Visayas and Mindanao regions. because auditions were in Cebu, the rehearsals are in Cebu. So all of us are based in Cebu. But you would say that it's still a diverse group in terms of region and religion and background.
Yeah. In saying this, how did the members of the production were chosen? How were they chosen?
We had an open audition. In fact, for this version, you know, the Siddhartha the Musical has been presented in over 10 countries for the last 10 years. However, we've started with a new version just in 2015. I'd say new version because when the first version of Siddhartha the Musical was presented in Taiwan for the very first time, yeah. Venerable Master Xing Yun, our founder, commented that since it only ended at the enlightenment part of the Buddha, that we were missing a big, over half of the, like around 39 years of the life of the Buddha. So after some reworking, in fact, it's like a whole different version. So after that, we had open editions for experienced and first-time artists in Cebu. And from then on, well, from auditions, callbacks, just the same process as in coming up with any professional musical.
Yeah, I look up some of the cast. There are some teachers. There's a nurse. What else did I see? An entrepreneur, I think, from the artists who are performing.
You would say that, as I said, it's a diverse group. So there are those who are full-time artists, yes, but we also welcomed our, what you'd probably call them as, they have day jobs,
yes.
But theater is their like passion profession. So they still give time for rehearsals and for the tour. So you would say that we have students, yes, we have entrepreneurs, we have nurses, really different backgrounds, and they just take the time to be available for rehearsals, to be able to join the tour and all other performances that we have.
Prior to coming to Australia, saan na naipalabas tong Prince Siddhartha the Musical?
Let's just say first one was Taiwan and then the U.S. In 2015, we had Singapore and Malaysia. And then 2016, last year, was quite busy. We were in Hong Kong, Macau, New Zealand, Japan. We had two tours in Taiwan. Of course, these are countries outside the Philippines.
Mm.
Yes.
I know that the Fo Guangshang Academy has other productions before, but what makes Prince Siddhartha the Musical unique?
Well, Prince Siddhartha the Musical is focused on the life of the Buddha. What we're trying to show here is that he was a human being. He was real. You know, many people only see him as a statue, and others see him as a symbol of wealth or superstition and things like that. What we're trying to show here is that there was a real life Siddhartha who became the Buddha. No, Yun. And the Buddha in Buddhism, in humanistic Buddhism, you know, we are actually basing the way of living, the teachings, you know, that we follow from the teachings of the Buddha himself. So he is the most important personality in the religion of Buddhism. So that alone makes it really important to the Buddhist community. But secondly, there's not much that told about Buddha as the prince. I mean, there are other books that were written and all that, but this one we're trying to show his life the closest to, because this is the biography, so it's the closest that we could offer to those who have no knowledge about what the life of the Buddha was before he became the Buddha.
So our listeners can watch your show here in Sydney happening tomorrow at Chatswood.
Yes, we would like to invite all our listeners, mga Pilipino na nakikinig ngayon, and all our Australian friends, and please do join us on Monday, that's June 12th. We have two shows. We have a matinee show at 2 o'clock and our gala at 7 o'clock. Yeah, so we'll see you there at the Concourse Theater. And we hope that you will be able to join us there.
And also the Brisbane one?
Yeah, so that's correct. We have our last stop at Brisbane. That would be on the 16th and 17th. So I understand we have the afternoon of the 16th. It's probably exclusive for students, but we have in the evenings of the 16th and 17th, and everyone is invited, and you can just get your tickets to watch the show.
It's at the Queensland Performing Arts Centre, and hopefully we will be able to watch you at Chatswood, so meet the artist.
Yes, I am sure that they're happy to, well, we're always at first, is that we're happy to just meet people in this journey. You know, this is like a journey for us as well, and we call it like a journey to enlightenment for the for the artist. We are, yes, performing a musical, but more than that, it's really more than just art for us. We have learned so many things from the life of Siddhartha and the Buddha, and you know what? Whatever it is you see on stage, I tell you that there is more off stage, and we have learned to love all the people that we've worked with in the past years, and now, and Australia has been very nice to us. We've met with the Melbourne audience, and they're very warm, and we're just so happy with the way that they've welcomed us and this musical.
Thank you very much, Sarmay and Clona, director ng Prince Siddhartha the Musical.
Thank you very much. Yes, and I hope to see you all there. Thank you. Bye-bye.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi ang inyong mga kwento sa Facebook.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.